Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our new friend joining us this half hour. Gerd Leonard is here. Gerd is CEO of the Futures Agency. He's a keynote speaker, futurist, a humanist, author and filmmaker. His new book is called Technology v. Humanity, and it's a top topic that you know very well, folks. So you and I have talked about it a lot on this show before, and he is a kindred spirit with us because of how he feels about how humans are going to blend. We're going to come together in this intersection that we're having right now with technology as humans, and I'm glad he's here. Gerd Leonard, welcome to the show.
Hello, everyone.
It's good to have you here. And by the way, folks, Gerd is joining us from Switzerland. Gerd, congratulations on your book, Technology versus Humanity. I found you in an article, and I wanted to make sure that you were able to spend some time with our audience to talk to us about this topic. When you see this clash, as you call it, happening, what do you see right now? Where do you think we are in the clash? Are the machines winning, or are the people winning?
Well, we're only at the very beginning of this conversation about humans and machines, because today technology is very capable, but it's not human at all. It's not really intelligent. It's not superhuman yet. You know, we can talk to our phones and we can order stuff using apps, and that's all good. But you know, machines are not really thinking yet. But in the next 10 years, we're going to have quantum computing, which is, you know, unlimited computing power.
Yep.
We're going to have 5G networks. We're going to have artificial intelligence, the cloud, the Internet of Things, you know. And basically in 10 years, it's like, yeah, technology can literally go inside of your head, right?
Well,
and the question is, do we want that, right?
Well, that's right. And the challenge that you and I have as people who are making bringing these things to the front, you with your book and me with mine, the challenge that we have is to try to talk about how to blend the analog human with the digital leverage that we have without you and me sounding like Luddites, right? I mean, we don't want to sound like we're trying to hold people back, but what you're pointing out is there's a reckoning coming. At some point in time, humans are never going to be digital. We're always going to be analog, and the more there's got to be some kind of a resolution between those two and this clash that you're talking about. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the question really is, you know, it's not about what we can be, because technology will enable us to literally be anything in 20 years, right?
Right.
Genetic engineering and on you go. The question is, what do we want to be? And what is the consensus of what we want to be? If China wants to have artificially intelligent soldiers and super soldiers and Europe does not, and America wants to do whatever in the middle, right, then it's kind of like we have to agree on what the options are and what does it mean to remain human. We may get older, we may get healthier, we may get smarter and faster, but we're never going to be the supercomputer that has an IQ of a billion.
Right, right.
And that's coming. Right?
But yet you and I, the challenge that we have, Gerd, is that you and I are going to be able to push buttons and have that kind of power under our little fingers. But yet, unlike the analog leverage where we used a hammer and a wheel and a plow, and we were very close to our leverage, now we're using digital leverage, and the ethics, the trust, and all the things that are inherent with human beings using analog leverage, those things are not as inherent in the digital leverage. Isn't that where we've got a challenge? You talk about that in your book a lot.
Yeah, it's a very big challenge because, you know, the world of algorithms and technology is a world of perfect binary information.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically yes or no, zeros and ones, right? But humans are not like that. You know, we see the world in 1,000 different ways, and we have 10 different kinds of intelligence, you know, emotional, cognitive, kinesthetic intelligence. And so we're not at all like machines. And And the argument, I think, behind a lot of Silicon Valley product is that we are essentially just like a machine, right? Just a really complicated one. And to which I would say, I don't think we are a machine. You know, I think we have other things that make us unique. And even if we were, I wouldn't want the machines to be like us.
Right. Well, so, in your book, you point out that we don't want to become machines, and machines will never be us. They'll never be able to be humans. Yeah. And so, but we also don't want to become machines. We don't want that to happen either. Hey, Gerd, I need to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to ask Gerd to talk a little bit more about what he thinks the future of digital trust is. What's the future of digital ethics? After the break, I'm also going to ask him about, does he see a technology out there that could be the answer to digital trust? And we'll do that after this break, 20 till, right back with Gerd Leonard. He's in Switzerland. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Got a black
magic. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.